Concerns over the effective protection of basic human and civil rights in South Sudan continue to be raised by the international community. Sean Patrick Lovett reports.
Shortly after achieving independence, the South Sudanese government conducted a controversial disarmament campaign in a bid to ensure that tribal clashes that claimed hundreds of lives in the Jonglei area in January would not flare up again. The government used the army to enforce the policy of confiscating citizens' weapons. Several rights groups at the time began reporting that elements of the army engaged in killing, rape, beating and torture during the campaign called Operation Restore Peace. South Sudan expelled a United Nations human rights officer after the UN published a report critical of the conduct of South Sudan's military in connection with the operation. The South Sudanese government based in Juba has denounced the UN report as one-sided. A spokesperson for the mission of the UN Rights Agency in South Sudan, Kwide Zerouk, says his organization is protesting the expulsion.
Unfortunately, the decision was made and was irreversible, as we understand. We protest against this decision and we hope we get clarification information about the reason behind this decision.
According to United Nations, South Sudan is in violation of legal obligations under the membership charter. Meanwhile, concerns continue over the implementation of an agreement between Sudan and South Sudan that would allow the South to begin producing oil. Also at the weekend, South Sudan's oil minister said his country could resume producing up to 230,000 barrels a day within the month. The resumption would come after nearly a year-long shutdown that has seriously affected the country's economy. South Sudan ceased its entire oil output last January in a dispute with the government of their northern neighbor over how much they ought to pay to export oil through Sudan. I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.